Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello friends, my name is Anne-Marie and today is a great day to learn something new.
And let's do that together. My name is Rex and you're watching
Studio Classroom. Thank you so much for joining us on our program today, friends, and thank you Rex for joining us as well. Are you ready to start with a question?
Of course.
All right, here it is. If you were to start a charitable organization, what would it do? Would it focus on one area or many?
I would start a charitable organization helping underprivileged families. So in other words, poor families who are struggling to survive. And would it focus on one area or many? I would say focus. Focus on one area.
Yeah, I have heard that organizations that focus on one specific area are often much more successful. We're going to learn about someone who opened his own charitable organization today, friends. His name is Roger Federer, and he is Master of the Court. Let's get started with our first reading right now.
Roger Federer, Master of the Court. Focus and hard work led this tennis player to greatness. What does it take to become the best tennis player in the world? Roger Federer, one of the few players who could claim that title, could tell you. If you asked him, he would probably say it takes talent, a singular focus, and years of hard work.
Welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 singular 这个形容词，意思是单数的或是奇特的。譬如 ，Each noun in this exercise should be written in its singular form for students to practice basic grammar rules. 本练习中的每个名词都该用单数形式，好让学生练习基本文法规则。Singular 的名词是。Singularity, 意思是独特性或是奇异性。譬如 The artist's style had a singularity that made each piece distinct from the others. 这位艺术家的风格独树一帜，每一件作品都与其他作品截然不同。来学另一个形容词 soul, 意思是唯一的或是单独的。譬如Kevin, the sole winner of the competition, proudly accepted the award while his friends cheered loudly. Kevin 是本次比赛的唯一获胜者，他在朋友们的大声欢呼中自豪地接受了奖项。
It takes a lot to be called the best at something. And today, the person we're looking at became one of the best in tennis. Let's learn more about him and his life together today.
And let's start our reading. Focus and hard work led this tennis player to greatness. And I love those two phrases, focus and hard work. I think that is a secret to his success.
I think that could be the secret to being successful at many different things in life.
Yes. And the reading continues. What does it take to become the best tennis player in the world? Now we're looking at this phrase, what does it take? It's very important.
Yes. What does it take, friends, is asking the question, what is needed to succeed? Can you use that in another sentence for us, Rex?
Yes. What does it take to win a game of chess? And for Roger Federer, it says right here, focus and hard work, as simple as that.
And it sounds like he had a lot of that in his life. Let's learn more about that together here. Roger Federer, one of the few players who could claim that title, could tell you. Now we see something else here that we want to discuss. It's that phrase, claim that title.
Yeah, it usually refers to winning something. And the definition is, it is to say that you are best at something. And an example sentence would be, she can claim that title easily. And in Roger Federer's case, he claims a lot of titles in tennis, being the champions of a lot of tournaments.
He certainly does. When you claim a title, friends, it's usually because you've won something or other people consider you to be very good at something. We learn more here. If you asked him, he would probably say it takes talent, a singular focus, and years of hard work. We learned about focus and hard work already, but I see something else here, Rex, and that's the idea of having talent. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's a very balanced view. When you overly emphasize hard work and focus, it would suggest that, you know, everybody can claim that title, the title that he's won, but he does say he's very honest about taking talent, hard work, and focus. I think that's a very balanced view of how to be successful.
Do you think that that would apply to learning a language as well?
I think so. I think it applies to many things, most things. And it takes talent, hard work, and focus.
Yeah, I think I would definitely say for me, I think the focus is really hard here because you can work hard at something, but if you're practicing incorrectly or if you're working hard in the wrong way, then you won't necessarily improve no matter what you're trying to do. So proper focus is important as well.
And I have proper instructions. So it's very, very important that you get the right instructions and the right teachers to teach you how to learn something. So that hard work and focus is guided. It's not a wasted energy or wasted time.
Yeah, that's a great point. Okay, friends, we have more to learn about Roger's life here in the next section. So let's continue on right now with our next reading.
Roger Federer, Master of the Court. Federer began playing tennis at age 3. Though he played both tennis and soccer for several years, he had greater potential in tennis. Thus, he decided he would rather focus on tennis than continue in both sports. As a junior player, Federer trained hard, played in 2 or 3 tournaments per month, and spent time conditioning. All this hard work paid off when he became Switzerland's junior champion at age 14. A few years later, in 1998, he won the junior Wimbledon title, and soon after, he turned professional and never looked back.
The guest speaker gave a professional presentation in which he answered questions respectfully and confidently. 这位演讲嘉宾进行了一场专业的演讲，并在其中恭敬且自信地回答了问题。Professional 去掉字尾 al 就是名词 profession， 是指需要具备专门知识的职业。譬如 Teaching is a rewarding profession that can have a lifelong positive impact on students. 教学是一份充满成就感的职业，能对学生产生终身的正面影响。另外一个带有相同字根 FESS 的是 Professor， 就是大学教授。譬如 The professor encouraged students to ask questions and share their ideas during class discussions.这位教授鼓励学生在课堂讨论中提问并分享想法。
People who become the best in the world at something have to start somewhere. Let's find out where Roger Federer's talent got its start.
And it says right here, Federer began playing tennis at age 3, which is amazing. Do you remember what you were doing at age 3?
Not a lot. I was probably still learning how to run without running into things. I maybe started to learn how to read a little bit, but I certainly wasn't very good at it.
So I would suggest that maybe starting at age 3 has something to do with his success later on in life.
Yeah, maybe he showed some natural talent, and that's why he started so early.
Yeah, but I think it says right here, though he played both tennis and soccer for several years, he had greater potential in tennis. So he played tennis and soccer. And I guess later on, his parents maybe spotted his potential in tennis. That's why he focused on tennis.
Let's talk about that word potential for a moment, friends. Potential is the ability to become successful. Here's an example of how you could use that word in a sentence. He has great potential as a dancer.
And the reading continues, thus he decided he would rather focus on tennis than continue in both sports, which is a matter of focus. So it would really contribute to his success later on in life, to focus on one thing and really perfect that skill.
I totally agree. We read on here together, friends. Federer trained hard, played in 2 or 3 tournaments per month, and spent time conditioning. There are 2 terms we want to take a look at in this sentence. Rex, can you explain what a tournament is?
Tournament is a competition event with many matches. So 2 or 3 tournaments per month, that's a lot. Physically and mentally and emotionally too.
It definitely is. Now the verb that we often use with the word tournament is to compete. You compete in a tournament. We also see something else here that's really interesting, friends. It's that word conditioning. What does this mean?
It means training the body to be stronger. So in Federer's case, he has to really train the skills and the physical condition of his body to be able to be strong enough to play 2 or 3 tournaments in 1 month. That's a lot.
It certainly is. Let's use that word conditioning in another sentence. Daily conditioning improves fitness. How does our lesson continue?
All this hard work paid off when he became Switzerland's junior champion at age 14. So his success later on in life is, there's just hints in his young age that he could be going places and become a great tennis player when he grows up.
And all of that practice and conditioning eventually paid off. When something pays off, friends, it means that it has produced good results after you've put in a lot of effort.
Yeah, and an example sentence would be, all her hard work paid off. And it really encourages us to really put in the work and focus in something that we want to accomplish, because it will eventually pay off if you're patient enough and if you really stick to it.
Yeah, and have the right focus as well.
Yeah.
We have a little bit more to read here. A few years later, in 1998, he won the junior Wimbledon title, and soon after, he turned professional and never looked back.
Wow, that is amazing, because Wimbledon is one of the most prestigious tennis competitions in the world, and to win that at a very, very young age, it really paved his way for his future success.
And he certainly was successful in the future. We're going to talk more about some of the records that he broke in the next section. Right now, it's time for us to go to today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? To never look back. A few years ago, I finally decided to switch jobs. I was nervous about leaving my old friends and familiar office, but I knew the new place had better opportunities. On the first day, I walked through the doors, took a deep breath, and told myself, never look back. It was the best choice I've ever made. Never look back means to keep moving ahead without regretting the past, dwelling on old mistakes, or longing for what used to be. It's about full commitment to the present and future. For example, after she quit her stressful job to start her own bakery, she never looked back and hasn't regretted it once. Or he moved to a new city for college and never looked back. He loves his new life there. Here are 2 similar phrases. Leave it in the past means to stop thinking about or letting old events affect you now. For example, we had a big fight last year, but we talked it out and left it in the past. Putting the past behind you is very close. It means to move on from previous troubles or memories. For example, after failing the first test, she studied harder and put the past behind her to ace the final. That first day at the new job felt like turning a page in a book. Never looking back helped me write a better chapter. Sometimes the bravest thing is just keeping your eyes forward and trusting the path ahead. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
Roger Federer, Master of the Court. In professional tennis, there is a weekly official ranking of players. Federer held the number one spot for an incredible 310 weeks, including 237 consecutive weeks, a record for the longest back-to-back streak at the top. He has also won 20 major tennis competitions on three different continents, making him one of the most successful and versatile players in tennis history.
Winning three consecutive games gave the team confidence as they prepared for the final match. 连续赢得三场比赛让该队在准备决赛时充满了信心。副词是 consecutively, 意思是连续的。譬如 Rosa practiced the piano daily, playing difficult passages several times consecutively to improve her technique.Rosa 每天练习钢琴，将困难的乐段连续弹奏，以精进她的技巧。来学另一个形容词 ，sequential， 意思是按特定次序的、连续的。譬如 ，The instructions were given in sequential order so students could follow each step easily。这些指示是按顺序排列的，以便学生能轻松地遵循每个步骤。And that concludes today's Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
We know that Roger Federer is an amazing tennis player. Just how amazing is he? Let's find out in this section.
So the reading says right here, in professional tennis, there is a weekly official ranking of players. Wow, weekly official ranking, that's a lot of pressure. Can you tell us what the phrase official ranking is?
Sure. Official ranking is an approved list of positions. So what's going on here? These tennis players are all competing and their scores are compared against each other. There is some type of committee that produces an official ranking so everyone knows their standing.
An example sentence would be, he reached the top official ranking, and he certainly did Federer's case. And says right here, Federer held the number one spot for an incredible 310 weeks, including 237 consecutive weeks, a record for the longest back-to-back streak at the top.
This is pretty incredible. 310 weeks is like several years. And we also find out that he's had some consecutive streaks as well. Let's talk about a few of these terms.We see back-to-back here. What does that mean?
It means one right after another. So for Federer's case, he's winning everything like back-to-back without losses in between, none. He kept winning and winning and winning. An example sentence would be, she won back-to-back games. And in Federer's case, that seems to be true.
Yeah, and you can use this term back-to-back for things other than games or winning as well. You could say, she worked back-to-back shifts at the hospital. That means she works one shift and right away she worked another. We see another related term here, friends. It's that word streak. Rex, can you explain that for us?
It is a series of successes.Usually without interruption. So back-to-back and streak is actually talking about the same thing, but one is an adjective and one is a noun. And an example sentence would be, the team has a winning streak.
Now, you could have something other than a winning streak as well. You could also have a losing streak. This means that you're losing games one after another.
But usually losing streaks are not talked about because...
No.
So that's why we have a kind of like a bias. Like for a winning streak to be going on, it's really more exciting to talk about winning.
Definitely. Okay, we have more to read together here, friends. He has also won 20 major tennis competitions on 3 different continents, making him one of the most successful and versatile players in tennis history. Now, we have a word here. It's versatile or versatile. This means that someone is able to do many different things.
So here is an example sentence. He is a versatile member of the team. So I think in the text, when we use versatile to describe Roger Federer, I think we're just suggesting that he is able to play in many different places under many different weather conditions and still be winning.
Yeah, I think it could refer to the fact that he plays many different types of tennis players. So maybe he's versatile in the way that he can face his opponents. Maybe he can change his playing style.
And that makes him one of the greatest tennis players in history.
That's for sure. All right, friends, we have more to talk about in just a moment. But right now, it's time for us to go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 would rather 动词一 than 动词二的句型。意思是宁愿做这个而不愿做那个，用来表示对两件事情的偏好。要注意的是，在 would rather 之后的动词一和 than 之后的动词二，词性要一致，而且必须是原形动词。也可以将 rather than 动词二移到句首，以凸显主词所偏好的动作。来看例句。Rather than stay in the city, they would move to the countryside for a quieter life. 与其待在城市里，他们宁愿搬到乡下，过较为安静的生活。
Friends, we've reached the end of today's lesson, so let's take a moment to talk about what we've learned today. Rex, what stood out to you?
I think it's... Federer's opinion that it takes talent and a singular focus and years of hard work to attain success. Because I'm very interested in how people succeed. That's why I think that single sentence really says a lot.
Do you think that you have used those 3 things in your life to become successful?
Well, I'm not sure about talent, but I'm sure I've focused and I've put in a lot of hard work and things that I love to do.
Yeah, focus really stands out to me because sometimes I do work really hard on things and I feel like I've put in enough effort, but I wonder if I've been focused enough to actually get better at the thing I want to succeed in.
Yeah, and I wish like the things that I want to succeed in, I wish there was somebody guiding me and giving me proper instructions so that all those hard work and focus would pay it off later.
I think a lot of times teachers can help us with that when we are trying to learn something new. And it is a great thing to learn something new with you here today, friends. We do have more to say when it comes to Roger Federer, so make sure you come back for tomorrow's lesson. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Rex.
And we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
Bye. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.